Welcome to Symphony of Sound, where we're blending God's Word into the very rhythm of life. Happy Father's Day to all the men of the world who are celebrated today by those who love them, who are sharing in the joy, the happiness, and the love that you have shown, given, and provided for them. The Word of God says that the Father is the head of the household. And I'd like to share four truths that I heard today from Pastor Marlon Saunders from Heritage Christian Center that he shared on some biblical truths concerning fatherhood. And man, oh man, they are awesome. A great father seeks help. A great father possesses hope. A great father stays honest. And a great father facilitates healing. Help, hope, honest, healing. My prayer for all fathers today is that if you have not incorporated those four attributes into your life, that you do them now and you seek the Word of God in every area where you apply them. A great father seeks help. James 1 says, if a man lacks wisdom, let him ask and it will be given to him. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. A great father possesses hope. Scripture tells us in Hebrews 12 and 7, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? And Psalm 103, verse 13, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear or love him. A great father stays honest. I'm just going to leave that right where it is. Every single soul understands what honesty is. However, scripture in 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, NIV says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And finally, facilitates healing. A great father understands healing comes from God and through you when you connect to the power of God that is yours. You can bring forth healing in the lives of your family, in your own life, and in those around you. So again, happy, blessed Father's Day. And I trust your day has been memorable and full of grace and love. Bringing it to you live, this is Linda C. Shaw, your host, creative vocal entrepreneur, and poetic lyricist of Symphony of Sound. Equally excited to share in this special day, for this marks my stepmother, Beulah Mae Upshaw's 95th, hallelujah, 95th birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Man, oh man, did we have a celebration yesterday? It was absolutely a picture of family love. And we know that our God was pleased. We celebrated and honored our mother, our stepmother, our grandmother, our great-great-grandmother, our aunt. It was absolutely sublime. So I just got to say it one more time. Happy birthday. We love you. We salute you. And we thank God for blessing you with the gift of longevity and the ability to speak, to laugh, to share, to remember, to be on point. Thank you, Lord. We had a great time, and her time was even better. We love you. And again, happy birthday. It is worth celebrating. Today also marks Juneteenth. I'm like, wow, three, bam, bam, bam. A triple header. What a great day of celebration in the life of my family and other families. I know there are other people who are celebrating birthdays today, anniversaries today, whatever you have it, and are just like, wow, Father's Day, whatever day is special to you that you're celebrating, and Juneteenth holiday. I pray that today has been special in the lives of all those who live and walk according to the will of God, to all those who worked tirelessly to help get this day, Juneteenth, on the history books as a federal holiday. That took work and diligence and faith. So I thank you for pressing, for reaching towards the high mark. And I say thank you to all those who worked towards that end. And of course, happy Father's Day to all the fathers of the world. And again, to celebrate those who you love and who are closest to you. Scripture tells us, Psalm 127, 3 through 4, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. This will end quite lovingly with the poem, The Family. Before God made man, He formed him perfect in his mind, and birthed within his loin the seed of all mankind. Then He pulled from the body of man the feminine soul of his mate, and fashioned her with his hands, and said, "Go replicate. Go replenish this land with life brand new. The gifts of daughters and sons I bequeath to you. Now form a heavenly circle that's unbreakable by time. A heritage and a lineage that's predestined to climb above the trials and deceit which will surely come to rob you of my inheritance, the blessed family bond. Now understand what I've given. It's a 3-4-5 twined cord, a tie strong enough to defeat all enemies when you proclaim that I am Lord. These ties are each unique, whose foundation is love, whose pillars stand to seek to support each part with endurance and grace, while we proclaim we are the human race, born to praise our Lord with a dance and a song, to cover this land with heaven's sweet throng, born to become a living history, for God blessed this land when He created the family. So right now, take the time for a warm, loving embrace. Men, cover your family and proclaim in this place that from this moment on, you'll never take for granted the family of love, oh yes, that God has planted. And ladies who are taking this journey alone, know, and I mean know, that God has simply postponed, for creation has ordained the man of God for you. For God's tie cannot be broken. That's his promise to you. So families of every nation, blended and of every creed, say a special prayer. Sow a special seed. Brothers, love your sisters, and sisters, do likewise. Give all you have to each other. Smile often, support, live wise. Form the backbone of grace, so honor will be your crown, where you can drink of God's blessings while your heart carries his song. I thank God for my family. Thank you for listening to Symphony of Sound, where we blend God's word into the very rhythm of life. I pray that as you move through this week, that you will move to the beat of the drummer. And the drummer's name is the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Fathers, be honest, be compassionate, set an example. Follow Christ. Pray. God bless. Remember, this is a listener-supported podcast, so please feel free in offering a donation. You may hit the donation button right here on anchor.fm, or feel free to go to my website, www.lindacshaw.net, and purchase one of my audio projects. I thank you for your support, but more so, I thank you for your love of Christ that changes you every single day into a more beautiful, more lovely, more fulfilled soul. God bless.